Owl, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and call to order and please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
So when roll call is you just say their name and then they say here or present. So if...
Left to right.
Left to right.
So start with Commissioner Hart.
Okay. Commissioner Hart.
Here.
Commissioner Mello.
Here.
Commissioner Fell.
Present.
Commissioner Lindler. Here.
Here.
Commissioner Veal.
George,
that's it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Minutes from September 17th. I move to approve. Commissioner Mello moves. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Commissioner Hart with the second. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 I abstain because I was absent.
Correct. Minutes are approved with one abstention due to absent. Commissioner Lindler. At this time, are there any unscheduled appearances, i.e. individuals wishing to address the commission on items not on the agenda? Seeing none, are there any conflicts of interest to declare? The chair sees none. You will see in our planning packet the process for presentation of documents, the availability of public records, and our public hearing protocol. I will read the right of appeal statement. The project heard at this Planning Commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th day falls on a weekend, the appeal must be received the following business day. Please contact the county clerk for information. Appeals must be submitted to the clerk's office together with the appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review or the project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to Siskiyou County Planning at or prior to the public hearing. Are there any changes to the agenda?
No.
None. We will move into new business agenda item one, the Ammon tentative parcel map time extension request, TPM 2007-2M. And Bernadette.
Thank you. Bernadette Susan, Associate Planner. IFR Ammon is requesting a second 18-month extension to the tentative map that was approved by the Planning Commission on April 20th, 2022. And an 18-month extension granted on March 20th, 2024. The parcel map has been submitted to the County Public Works Division for review, along with the abrogation easement, which will then be forwarded to the Airport Authority for their review and approval, as required as conditional approval number 3. As allowed by county code, a subdivider may request up to 2 18-month extensions of an approved map by written application. Upon this submittal, government code automatically extended the expiration date by 60 days as Mr. Ammon submitted his application prior to the September 20th, 2025 expiration date. It was automatically extended. Should the commission approve the extension request, the new expiration date would be April 15th, 2027. It should be noted that county code additionally limits extension providing a new expiration date shall not extend more than 5 years beyond the date of the resolution adopted by the Planning Commission approving the parcel map. As the approval date was April 20th, 2022, the new proposed expiration date of April 15th, 2025 meets this provision. No comments have been received. It's staff's opinion that the time extension is not a project defined Section 15378 of the California Environmental Quality Act guidelines and is therefore not subject to CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines Section 15060C3. There is a recommended motion in the packet. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Our process now, you said no correspondence or comments. Any other county department reports or input on this? Okay. Commissioners, do you have any questions of staff at this time?
No.
Seeing none, I'll open the public hearing. Any proponents care to address the commission? Any opponents? Anyone neither for nor against? Seeing none of the aforementioned, I will close the public hearing and open it up to the commission for discussion and or a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move to adopt resolution PC 2025-018, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, determining the project is not subject to the California Environmental Quality Act, and extend the AMEN tentative parcel map TPM-20-07 to April 15, 2027.
Commissioner Mello has moved. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Commissioner Lindler seconds the motion. Any further discussion? Okay. This is simply an extension so we can do voice vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same. Let the record show unanimous approval of the motion. Agenda item 2, Crum tentative parcel map, TPM-2505. Ms. Jarob?
Rachel Jarob, senior planner. Ted Crum is requesting approval of a tentative parcel map to subdivide an existing 39.93 acre parcel into two parcels. The subject parcel is located at 1509 Kidder Creek Road and is zoned non-prime agricultural and rural residential agricultural. Both proposed parcels exceed the 10 acre minimum parcel size for the non-prime agricultural district, and both parcels have direct access to Kidder Creek Road. Proposed parcel B also has access to Quail Run Road. This project is consistent with the Subdivision Map Act, General Plan, Scott Valley Area Plan, and zoning for its area. This project is proposed to be exempt from CEQA pursuant to sections 15061B3 and 15301. No public comments were received for this project. Environmental Health and CAL FIRE commented on this project regarding their requirements, and staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt and approving this tentative parcel map. There is a suggested motion in the packet.
All right, thank you, Rachel. You mentioned there was no correspondence. Other county departments' input and comments? Commissioners, any questions at this time? Okay. I'll go ahead and open the public hearing. Proponents, I have Mr. Ted Crum and his mom, Freda, speaker card for you. Ted, would you like to come forward, sir?
Sure. Where should I go?
Right here, and please give your name and your address. The address will not be posted in the minutes, just your name.
Okay. Jeff, nice to see you.
You too.
Ted Crum. So, property maps 1509 Kidder Creek Road in Greenview. I live in Ashland, 521 Schofield Street, Ashland, Oregon. So, Mom and I are here just to represent the project. So, basically, it's the parcel where she's lived for many years with the home. There's a, we'd like to split it. So, 25 acres would go with the main home. About 15 with the smaller home where my brother lives, so that he could have it be a separate property. But we're not proposing any new buildings.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Crum? All right,
thank you.
Any other proponents care to speak? Any opponents? Anyone neither for nor against, but in general? Then I will close the public hearing and take it upon the commission for discussion and questions, should they have any.
I didn't see a map of how the parcels were being split.
That is also my question. Ms. Jarob?
Yes.
On the link that I was sent, there is no map from Mr. DeDobelier submitted that shows the new parcel boundary lines. We have a nice map that shows the location of where I know the Crumbs have lived for years. And there's a wonderful map that shows the zoning, and there's a wonderful map that shows the area plan overlay, but no parcel map or proposed parcel map. Okay, so splitting basically from south to north. Okay. So, my question is, Council, since...
Well, we didn't get it.
It was, well, this is where I have my question. Three commissioners received a hard copy. Ms. Lindler and myself, we are online electronic, and we access the on what was provided online. The fact that it was not provided online, does that create an issue for us to take action today since it was not accessible to the general public?
Well, technically, yes, under the Brown Act, all materials that are presented should be posted in public and made available, including such things as the map. I also have to access the internet because I did not receive a normal hard copy packet either. And I know that it was not available on the internet. I think in this case, though, unless somebody wishes to come forward and protest, it wasn't there. And if you're satisfied with what you've reviewed, we can go forward. Otherwise, it would be appropriate to continue the item for full posting of all the information.
Okay. Speaking for myself as the chair, I am comfortable with moving forward. I do not have any issues, questions, or concerns with the project. Ms. Lindler?
I don't, and especially because we didn't receive any opposition.
Okay. So, Commission, general feeling, go ahead and move forward
yes.
with the motion.
Yep.
Okay, then I will go ahead and entertain a motion.
Okay. Okay, I'll make the motion. I move that we adopt resolution PC 2025-016, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, conditionally approving the Crumb tentative parcel map DPM-25-05 and determining the project exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, Commissioner Veal moved. Commissioner Mello seconded. Any further discussion? Okay, this is a roll call vote. So Ms. Howell, at this time you run through our names again.
Okay. Commissioner Hart.
Yes.
Commissioner Mello.
Yes.
Commissioner Fowl. Yeah. Or Commissioner Lindler.
Yes.
Commissioner Veal.
Yes.
Chair Fowl. Okay.
Yes. Let the record show unanimous approval of the project proposal. Thank you. You have a question about this?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a chair's prerogative, a timeout. Not a timeout, I mean, we're still on the record. Council, Commissioner Lindler also brought up the minutes for today, had the same issue. The link online went to August 20th, not to the September 17th. We didn't have any projects on the 17th, so it didn't raise a yellow flag to me. It was simply a discussion from staff on the flood approval. Technically, yes, it was a project because it got moved on when Mr. Phelps did his presentation. Should that be noted in the record as well?
We should note that in the record as well.
Okay, so I would direct staff to please make sure that the link online for the September 17th minutes accurately takes the public to the minutes of the September 17th meeting, please. Thank you. All right, next item on the agenda is item number 3, which is the Whiteland Walker Timberland Zone Change, Z2501. And is this Rachel or Bernadette? Okay. Bernadette.
Thank you. Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. This project is located on a 398.73-acre parcel on Highway 3 north of the city of Edna. Approximately 80 acres of the parcel is currently zoned timber production zoning, with the remaining 318.73 acres zoned rural residential agricultural with a 40-acre minimum and rural residential agricultural with 5-acre minimum. The applicant is proposing to rezone the remaining 318.73 portion of the parcel to TPZ in order to align the zoning of the property with the historic, current, and planned future use of the property for timber production. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning ordinances for the area. Pursuant to the Zeeburg Warren King Collier Forest Taxation Reform Act of 1976, as the property was not shown on list A or B, it must meet the minimum standards under list C, with stocking levels equal or greater than those required by PRC section 4561. A timber management plan and mapping have been prepared by a registered professional forester, which show the property meets these requirements. Staff is recommending the finding that this project is statutorily exempt from CEQA per section 15264, Timberland Preserves. No public comments have been received. Environmental Health, CAL FIRE, Public Works, California Fish and Wildlife commented on this project and have no objections as proposed. The project is consistent with Siskiyou County General Plan, Scott Valley Area Plan, and zoning ordinance. The project is statutorily exempt from CEQA pursuant to the Timberland Preserve Exemption pursuant to CEQA section 15264. There is a note that I need to add that in the recommended resolution in the title, there is the name Bennett and it needs to be replaced by Whiteland / Walker. That's one correction that needs to be made, and staff has a corrected copy for signature and approval. So if it is approved, staff is recommending adopting this edited resolution PC202517, recommending that the Board of Supervisors determine the project exempt from CEQA and approve the zone change. There's a suggested motion in the packet. Thank you.
Thank you. No other communications noted. County staff, additional comments? Commission, any questions at this time?
No.
Not at this time.
All right. Go ahead and open the hearing. Any proponents here wishing to address the commission? Any opponents? Anyone neither for nor against? Seeing none of the aforementioned, public hearing is closed and take it back to the commission. Any questions before we move forward?
No, this one's straightforward for me. Can I make a motion?
I would certainly entertain one. I hear no other comments from the other commissioners.
Ms. Sisson, what the Whiteland Walker zone change, what did it need to be changed to?
There was a mention of Bennett, and so it shouldn't be Bennett, it should be Whiteland.
Yeah, on the title of the resolution.
Yes.
So the one in the packet is correct? The approve the Whiteland Walker zone change is the
correct? That's the correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I suggest that we adopt resolution PC2025-017, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, recommending that the Siskiyou County Board, recommending that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors determine the project exempt from California Environmental Quality Act and approve the Whiteland Walker Zone Change, Z-25-01, by adopting a draft ordinance rezoning 318.73 acres, APNs 023-060-640 and 023-060-650, at least a portion thereof, from RRB 40 and RRB 5 to TPZ.
Before someone makes a second on the motion, I would ask the maker of the motion to change her initial language from suggest to that we adopt to move to adopt. You use the word suggest instead of I move.
Okay. I move.
Okay. Thank
will
you.
Will be corrected. Thank you.
Now
thank you
I would questions. Entertain a second. Commissioner Lindler moved. Commissioner Hart seconded. Any further discussion? This is another roll call vote. Ms. Howell.
Commissioner Hart.
Yep.
Commissioner Mello.
Yes.
Commissioner Lindler.
Yes.
Commissioner Veal.
Yes.
Chair Fell.
Yes. Let the record show unanimous approval of the project. Next item, agenda item number 4, Yreka Union Telecommunication Use Permit, UP-2501. Rachel.
Rachel Jarab, Senior Planner. This use permit proposes to develop the project site with a 100-foot tall faux windmill lattice wireless communication facility within a 50-by-50 lease area. The project site is located at 943 Highway 263, just north of the city of Yreka. The property is currently developed with a single-family dwelling and accessory structures that support the residential use of the property. The property is zoned for rural residential agricultural uses, and wireless communication facilities are conditionally permitted in that district. The facility is proposed to be constructed with space for 3 tenants. Verizon is proposed as the first carrier, and with this location will help with both coverage and capacity, particularly with their in-building coverage at 2100 megahertz. There are no existing cell sites available for co-location in the area. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area and is proposed to be exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15303 and 15304, as the project proposes a limited number of small structures and minor alterations to the land where no trees are proposed to be removed. Additionally, there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. No public comments have been received. Environmental Health, CAL FIRE, and Air Pollution Control commented on this project. Because of those comments, conditions were added regarding hazardous materials business plan requirements, 4290 requirements, and air pollution control requirements. Staff recommends adopting the categorical exemption and approving the use permit for this project. There is a suggested motion in the packet. Additionally, Representative Bill Lewis with Assurance Development is here and has a PowerPoint presentation available when public comment opens.
Okay, thank you, Rachel. Let's see. I'm going to first ask, you said there was no correspondence. Any other county input? Because as the chair, I'm going to raise the same issue on this one, but I do have some questions here. There was no site plan included in this project. None. No design of tower, no site plan showing location on the parcel where this is to go, no distances to the other structures, nothing. And I'm not comfortable moving forward with this project until I see that.
Did you see that? So the paper copies that...
Paper copy doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I did not have access to it. The general public did not. Oh, I'm not comfortable with this one. I do have questions, and if the public can't access it, I can't access it, we can't move forward. And I'm making that decision as the chair on this one. So before we even go into any public hearing and presentation, council, would it be appropriate for a motion to be made to continue this to next month, and then we can all, including the general public, have access to all the site plans and information? Yep. We can all be on the same page and have an educated discussion.
Yeah, very appropriate and probably the better course of action.
Okay, so I would entertain a motion to continue this project to to our November meeting.
Through the chair?
Yes.
Staff recommends opening the public hearing and leaving it open to allow our representative who traveled from out of the area to provide their input and give their PowerPoint presentation, so that way they don't have to return.
Most of the time, Ms. Jarob, I would agree with you. In this case, I do not, because the public is not here to hear the presentation. The public needs to have the information beforehand to be able to attend, to be able to reap the benefit of its presentation, and I do not feel that is appropriate.
Would it be appropriate for us to put the PowerPoint presentation online when it's posted online? Would that...
That would be fine, but I am not comfortable with opening a hearing when we do not have proper documentation and support material for the general public and all of the commissioners.
Yeah.
It is not appropriate. I'm not comfortable with that. I will not place the county in legal jeopardy. Can't do it. So I would entertain a motion to continue this project to the November meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Mello.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Hart Lindler. Take your pick. Go alphabetical. Any further discussion?
I just have a question. Is the Wairika Union, the high school has nothing to do with it, it's just a name?
It's just a name. The high school has nothing to do with it. No, the high school is within city limits, and this is a county project.
Yeah, I just wondered if they maybe it's...
It's probably due to the proximity. It was a name that was proposed by the applicant.
It's like AT&T Stadium or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. All in favor of the motion to continue to November, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same. Let the record show unanimous. We will take this project up at our regular November Planning Commission meeting. Okay, next item.
And just so you guys know, only the staff reports are showing online.
Okay.
There's nothing past the staff report.
Did you get this?
On it. Pretty much.
It's not online.
This?
Nothing.
No.
We got the first 20 pages of the staff report.
I mean, it'd be one thing if it were available online in general and the public could access it. But when I don't get it on the link, then I go to the website and I try to access it to see if the public had something I didn't. In this case, no. Mm-hmm. All right. Next item. Well, go to the agenda. Items for discussion direction. Ongoing staff update regarding the general plan update. Are we going with Ms. Lang?
Yep.
All right.
Haley Lang, planning director. So for the November meeting, we will have the noise element ready and the circulation element ready for our, you know, typical review. There will be a public hearing on that, and we will push that out so members of the public are able to attend. James and I have also been working with the consultant team at organizing the table of contents for the zoning code. There's going to be, you know, a lot of movement around internally with our code, so trying to dial in the flow of everything right now prior to, you know, getting into the code and the edits and everything that will, you know, be included for that. And that's really my only comments. James, do you have anything else to add?
No.
Okay.
Any other input on general plan update from other staff? Seeing none. Number two for discussion direction. Discussion regarding Williamson Act contracts. Ms. Lang, Mr. Carroll, Mr. Dean, who's taking this one?
Yes. Bill, did you want to open up for Williamson Act, or is there...
At least give us an update of the direction that staff was given at the last supervisors meeting.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if staff is planning on bringing something back more generally. My understanding is if the board is going to be relooking at the Williamson Act, that the staff will be seeking direction as to whether to include the Planning Commission in discussions, you know, technically under the county code. Doesn't explicitly identify the Planning Commission as being involved with the Williamson Act contracts, although obviously it is a land use issue, and historically the Planning Commission has not been either. So if and when staff is going back to the board and I have to refer over to staff, I think that would be, and I know they're going to raise that topic as to your involvement.
Good.
What is the discussion regarding? I missed last meeting, so I'm a little behind on what the discussion is regarding the Williamson Act contracts.
I could give you a 4-1 pretty quick, but I will defer to staff first.
But essentially, the board is revisiting, looking at the Williamson Act rules that are in place currently. County Council has provided a white paper as far as the legalities, what's required in statute for the Williamson Act versus our regulations that we have, or our guidelines, rules that are established by the board for the Williamson Act contract. So they're currently in discussion how they want to move forward with that. One thing is the sites is basically the soil requirements that we have within the rules aren't necessarily required by statute. But anyway, their conversation, maybe do some adjustments to the rules based on their purview.
Is that white paper on the county board site? No.
No.
Okay.
That's just between
you. You can speak to a supervisor about it and get input. The abbreviated timeline on this was the supervisors directed staff, in this case, Bernadette, to clean up Williamson contracts. And Bernadette has been doing a wonderful job.
Yeah.
She's following guidelines that were put in place by the county years ago. And much of the cleanup that Bernadette has been doing has been by the book. It has raised some concerns because there are a number of parcels and properties in Siskiyou County that, because of the guidelines, don't meet requirements for being within Williamson Act and are in jeopardy of being taken off the rolls, so to speak, mm-hmm. that are legitimate ag parcels. And so several have been noted in both valleys, and there have been discussions with, I've been involved, several supervisors have been involved, and it is not Bernadette's fault. In fact, I am thankful that Bernadette has discovered and brought this to light. Otherwise, who knows when it would have come up and what would have happened. And so the discussion is, how can the county modify existing guidelines so that the heart of Siskiyou County and protecting ag land can move forward in a positive way.
Thank you. Appreciate the update.
Embrace it. Any other input from staff, commissioners?
Just a question. Was it not too long ago that they tried to do away with the Williamson Act totally, or my
subvention funds were removed several years ago?
Yes.
Subvention funds.
Yes.
It's still a mandated or allowed.
It is still a mandated and it is allowed. Yep. Now, it used to take 10 years, I believe, to get out of the Williamson Act, or that's not from memory. Am I
You can do it quicker if you want, but the standard practice is it's a 10-year phase out.
Because it's basically dealing with property taxes.
Correct, yeah.
Thank you.
Miscellaneous.
Wait,
I'm just going with the flow, Commissioner Hart.
I want to know what's going to happen. This is going to affect the county general plan. It's going to affect this staff immensely in their workload, particularly Bernadette. When the Board of Supervisors finally makes a decision where they're going to go, with what's coming down on top of irrigated ag in both valleys, there are going to be some properties that are no longer going to be irrigated ag. So those properties are going to be then downzoned from AG1 to AG2. How does that affect the appraisal of those properties when you lose that irrigated value, now you have dry land value? I mean, I got more dry land out here that's under ag leaves and that, and there have been no ag activity for at least 2 decades that I know of. Will these properties then, once they lose that designation, because, or rezone, will they lose the designation of Ag Williamson Act? Those properties, the bigger properties, get cut up, just like we did this morning here on Project 3, where it went from Ag Williamson Act to TPZ. It's flipped out. The workload on the assessor's office on planning, because there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be coming through the door looking to split those properties to try and recoup some value out of that property.
Can I ask
I don't know of any properties here that are going to make a living out of dryland farming.
So why is it no longer aggregated land?
It's called TMDL.
Pardon?
It's called TMDL, Total Maximum Daily Loads.
Okay.
They were designated for the Scott River in 1996.
Okay.
Shasta River in 1998. We are now 2.5 decades out. And the State Water Resources Control Board, North Coast Region 1, is now putting together the plan to implement that. The fees associated with that will put everybody out of business. I mean, it's just phenomenal what they're asking.
I don't know how far you wanted to get a discussion, but that's what we talked about, that term taking. And doesn't that fall into that term taking when you reduce that person's right to water and remove that? Isn't that a
taking? It's not removing the right. It's placing an extra fee to do what we've been doing.
Enforce.
So you could still.
You still have the water right.
You just can't use it.
You just can't use it.
Worthless.
And this same
because thing. It's too expensive. Is
yeah.
It?
Yep.
Well, you've got that. Plus, you also then you have the State Water Resources Control Board, who is under a contract right now with a consulting firm in North Carolina. I don't know what their name is, but I've had them on ranch, who are developing an in-stream flow model, computer-generated model, to determine how much water they want back in both of these streams, 365 days a year. And most of those models, if they're focusing on stream health and maximization of fish production, 65% of the flow stays in the river. Irrigated agriculture done because of the way the adjudications are.
And then back to a taking. In forestry, with all the additionality of the regulation, we have never been successful in taking. And there are literally thousands of acres you cannot log of your own property, and that is still not considered a taking.
Right.
So I doubt that that would apply for ag, because it's the same sort of thing. You're protecting species, and that's not a taking.
So the very thing that they all want to preserve, the agencies, is open space. Well, if you take away that economic value in that tax base that goes to the county, they're going to lose everything. I was on the phone for 3 hours on Monday with the executive director of the North Coast region, because last Friday's meeting, I got up and spoke after they gave their presentation. Rick was sitting in front of me, and so was Supervisor Ogren. And my comment was, you have a train wreck here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's coming to Siskiyou County, a huge train wreck. We've already seen it with the spotted owl. This is the last leg to fall, at least as I see it.
Yep.
So it's apropos that the county is undertaking rewriting the county general plan, because what I mentioned to a couple of supervisors, I hope you have this process down, because I think there's going to be a number of people that are going to come in the door wanting to do cut up property.
Yep.
Fragment. That's all. Go ahead.
Good. Miscellaneous. Future meeting. Next one is November 19th. Any correspondence that staff would like to share with us? Any other commissioner comments? Ms. Howell, you're a good luck charm. We're adjourned. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Don't get used to it being this.
Right.
Good one to cut your teeth on.
Right.
Right.
Oh.
How do we turn it off?
I have a question for staff.
There you go.
You got any big controversial projects coming?
General plan.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean that.
Well, I just want to know so that I'm out of town.
You're going to Texas. What do you care? Oh, you're trying to decide if you want to be back on the 19th or not?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it'll be, yeah, general plan, you know.
Yeah. No, we have also been